Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning once again, Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission, inspiring hope and healing in Longview. Good morning, Holly. Great to have you with us today.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Holly, if I'm counting correctly, and I may or may not be, this is about your third visit with us on In Focus. You may have been here more than that, but, that's neither here nor there. And be that as it may, let's just, for those of our listeners who are maybe new to your ministry, let's talk a little bit about how you all got started. It's been about 30 years, and you've evolved a lot since then.
Absolutely. Actually, this year is our 30th anniversary, so we're very proud of the work we've done and the growth we've experienced. We started in, we were established as a nonprofit in 1990. We actually started as an outreach ministry, so more of a street ministry as opposed to having a physical location as we do now. And the mission really was to get out and to serve those individuals who were struggling with hunger and other issues by providing food and worship services, prayer. But we have just really evolved over the past 30 years. The needs of the landscape of people that we serve have changed, and we've adapted to meet those needs and are always reevaluating what it is that we're doing to ensure that we are providing the most relevant services to those in need.
And as far as those relevant services are concerned, if you go to the website, which is newgatemission.org, it'll all be on there, but let's run it by everybody who's listening today. A general overview of your mission, your purpose, and just maybe a thumbnail overview of the different kinds of work you do.
Absolutely. Well, we have a ton of services, but we're best known for providing meals. We served over 90,000 meals in 2019. Our mission really is, we're a day mission where faith, dedication, and purpose come together. We are a faith-based community. We're filled with compassion and hope and provide dignity to individuals who are struggling in a number of different ways. And a lot of times that is in the form of hunger, not being able to provide a meal for yourself or your family. Sometimes it's having spiritual struggles, and so we certainly have programs to address that. But kind of going into our services, again, the meals are what we're best known for. We provide meals 7 days a week, lunch Monday through Friday, and a hot breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays. We also provide case management through our mission director, and that could include referrals to housing, assistance with getting on benefits that they're eligible for. It could include job assistance. We actually have a job readiness program. So honestly, any struggles and goals that individuals are having, they would go visit our mission director, and she will help guide them and work with them and establish goals. We also have a worship program. We have an amazing worship director, Romney Scott, and she manages all of our worship activities, and that includes devotion in the mornings, donuts and devotion, and that's every morning on the weekday. Now, that's suspended right now because of the pandemic, but we are still continuing to provide our worship service on Sundays. We did take a hiatus from that when the pandemic began, but it was very needed and very missed by the people that we serve. So she brings in a lot of different faith leaders to lead those efforts and organizes it all. We will also be providing, this year we will not be able to do a Christmas service, but we will be providing services on Christmas Eve. So that will include meals, blankets, hats, gloves, things like that, which we already are handing out blankets and gloves. We just definitely got a cold snap last night. But so those are some of the things that we're best known for. But we also have a social services annex across the street from our main building in which we have showers. A lot of people don't have access to a safe shower, or perhaps they don't have hot water or running water at all. And so we meet that need. We provide hygiene items, so soap, shampoo, deodorant, all of those main hygiene items we provide. as well as mail access. If you don't have an address, you can't get mail. And so we allow people to use our address so that they're able to receive and send their mail. You can't get much done without having an address to, you know, if you get a driver's license, it's got to be mailed somewhere. And so we provide that to our individuals as well. We have a plethora of services, as you mentioned, on our website that we offer. We generally do offer transportation to medical appointments and interviews. And, of course, that has had to be suspended because of social distancing. But we are very eager to really get back to normal after the new year. We, as I said, continue to serve meals 7 days a week, but we are not currently doing that inside our dining room. It's actually on a to-go basis only. So we're very eager to safely get back to dining room service, but those meals are hot and fresh, and we will serve anyone. We don't have an application process. Anyone who is in need of a meal is more than welcome to come.
Holly Bruce with Newgate Mission, Executive Director out of Longview, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Newgate Mission, inspiring hope and healing. That is the very short summary of what you do. And Holly, you've done a great job of just covering all the different things that you do on both a normal and an abnormal basis, making allowances for what people call the new normal nowadays. We can go into more detail on quite a bit of this as we move through the show. But right now, mailing address of and physical address, actually, of Newgate Mission, 207 South Moberly in Longview. Telephone is 903-757-6146. Email using the online contact form, and that website is newgatemission.org. Social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, so lots of different ways to get in touch and find out more. What about hours? Can you run down quickly the actual office hours that you have for your main facility and also for the annex?
Absolutely. So our annex is open Tuesday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And our office hours are over at our main building at 207 South Moberly, are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 2. Now, we are in operation 7 days a week, and we often have people there outside of those office hours. However, if someone calls or needs to see a case manager or needs social service assistance, those are the hours that they would go by.
All righty then. We'll get into more detail about some of that as we move through the show. But right now, some of the things that I know you really wanted to talk about today, starting off with this one, through the challenges of this year, you've seen a lot of new faces, folks who have experienced layoffs, reduced hours or pay. And when the schools closed in the spring, an increase in need there. Very common, unfortunately, situations for a lot of people. How does it look in that regard at Newgate Mission? And how have you been dealing with all of that?
Well, we continue to see many of the same faces that we know, the people that we're familiar with, and then we also continue to see new people each and every week. So we're really having to be flexible to adapt to the needs, which some days are fewer and some days are higher. So we actually cook for about 250 people each and every day. Now, that does include the Meals with Love program, which is a partnership between Newgate Mission and Longview Community Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
In which meals are delivered to disabled and low-income seniors, people who are not able to, or homebound seniors, rather, people who are not able to provide those meals for themselves. So that program has also grown, but it's different every day. One thing that we have added is that we've started doing food boxes, and we do those regularly, approximately 600 to 800 per month. And initially, when the pandemic began, we really had an excess of donations in terms of food items, and that's allowed us to do that, to provide those food boxes. We are a small facility at the moment, so we also don't have excess storage space, and so we never want anything to go to waste. We will work with other organizations. They work with us, and we also distribute to our community members.
All right. Now, you're going into the fall and holidays with a great deal of caution. You certainly have a lot in common with, I don't know, practically everybody in the world right now, to be honest about it. And you've closed your dining room. You mentioned that before, to best provide for safety. Very hopeful to come through the cold and flu season with the added complications of the pandemic to return to our open door community. Some of this you've already covered in short form. Any details that you want to go into about how things are looking through the holidays and on into the new year? Certainly there's still a lot of uncertainty, but how are things looking right now?
You know, and that's very, like you said, there's so much uncertainty with it. It's really hard to predict. Of course, we all know we're going into cold and flu season, and so there's a lot of concern there, and that combined with the pandemic and the concerns of the pandemic, we just don't know right now. I don't think any of us really know what to expect, and we're very, very hopeful that at the point in which the governor lifts the dining orders and allows 100% dining and things are really looking safer and we're able to provide that distance between people. We're just very hopeful to get back to that as soon as we possibly can. But as you said, right now, there's just so much uncertainty. We don't know when we're going to get there. We are just doing our very best every single day to provide what we can.
Mm-hmm. Gobble Wobble, that's coming up very soon, and that's your big annual fundraiser, obviously Thanksgiving themed. You've had to tweak it a little bit this year. I think it had originally been scheduled for November 20th or 21st. This year you're going virtual with it, as is so often the case with other events of this type. It's going to be a week long, November 14th through 21st. What is Gobble Wobble exactly? How does it normally work, and how's it going to work this year to help draw attention and raise some money?
Well, we're still feeling that out, honestly, but this is our 16th year to put on this event, and it's the first year, of course, ever that we've had to do it virtually. So we've had the event at Paul Borman Trail here in Longview in the past, and last year we had over 600 people there. It's grown every single year, and it's amazing. It's an amazing turnout. However, of course, this year we will be doing it virtually. So we're opening that window from just one day to 1 week. So what we're doing, of course, we are collecting sponsorships as we do every single year. Those sponsors will receive recognition on our social media as well as in the Longview News Journal. So we're continuing to focus on that. As you mentioned, it is our biggest fundraiser. But for the participants, We participation is free. Registration is free. We do charge for T-shirts, but the registration is actually free. So we will be holding this event from November 14th through November 21st. And what we're doing is encouraging people who participate to gather their families or their work teams or their group of friends to participate in a run. It doesn't matter to us how far they go. Their goal can be 1 mile, it can be 10 miles. We love it all. The event is about fun and participation and fellowship, and so that's what we're encouraging. So what we like is to see those participants send us pictures of their runs. They can sign up through our website, through our runsignup.com. There's a link to that on our website, newgatemission.org, and you can sign up for free, invite your friends, and participate virtually through our Facebook page. So we will be sharing the pictures that are sent to us or videos, really just doing the very best we can to raise awareness for Newgate Mission for the people who are hungry in our community. And we're going to see how it goes this year. It's certainly going to be a different type of event.
Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, Newgate Mission at 207 South Moberly in Longview. Telephone is 903-757-6146. As Holly mentioned a minute ago, the website is newgatemission.org, and you can go there and email using the online contact form, and you're all fixed up with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Gobble Wobble we've just been talking about, that's only a couple of weeks away or thereabouts, and people, of course, right now, they can go ahead and sign up for that, right?
Absolutely. We would love to have people sign up. We have a number of people who collect our T-shirts every year, and so one thing that we're doing this year to ensure that we save as much money as we can is we're only doing pre-order on the T-shirts. So we'd like to ask everyone who wants a T-shirt to order those by November 11th. So that we receive them by the final of Gobble Wobble. So pre-order only on those T-shirts. Once again, they are a dry fit, long sleeve, very comfortable, very soft T-shirt. And we look forward to seeing people wearing those in their run.
Mm-hmm. And the website, again, to go through and follow up with all that is newgatemission.org. Sounds like a lot of it's being done on your Facebook page, so I imagine people are going to want to be consulting that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Facebook and or Instagram.
Okay, and or Instagram. Okay.
But the event page is on our Facebook page.
On the Facebook page. Okay, so certainly keep that in mind if you're interested in helping out with Gobble Wobble this year. And with Christmas approaching, we're talking about Thanksgiving, so we know Christmas just around the corner, and you do anticipate increased demand for meals, particularly when school is on break. You can find out how you can help at newgatemission.org, but what else do you want to tell us about that? As far as Christmas season?
Well, just like you said, we do anticipate an increased need. You know, I understand that many of the colleges will not be returning to classes after Thanksgiving. I know many of my friends and myself during college might have been struggling at times to feed ourselves. And so we definitely want to make sure that those individuals are aware that we are available and there for them. Of course, the smaller children that are in independent school districts, when they're on break as well, their entire family can come up and grab lunch from us. They just come to the door, pick it up, and leave. And so another thing that's really important to remind all of the schools and parents and students about is that we're there for them. Many of the needs that we have are going to be bottled water. That's one thing. We want to make sure that we are helping people stay hydrated. So that's one thing mm-hmm. that goes really, really quickly is the bottled water. So we're always asking for that. Non-perishable snack items. One of my favorite things is like peanut butter crackers because it's got some protein in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go bad. You can carry it around in your bag. Beef jerky sticks, things like that that do have some substance to them. Industrial cans of vegetables are always used, and that's something, of course, we spend money on when we have to, but when we can get them donated, that's just more funding that we can put into our services.
Okay, so you've covered at least a big piece of what you need as far as donations are concerned. Again, as we visit with Holly Bruce with Newgate Mission in Longview on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Anything else that you want to talk about as far as, I know there is. I mean, we've talked about the Gobble Wobble. We've talked about Christmas. Let's talk about donations in general, money and just things that you need on a day-in, day-out basis. I guess pandemic or no pandemic?
Sure. Well, as you know, we're getting into winter. We had a cold snap last night, and so we are collecting, as we do throughout the winter, blankets, hats, and gloves, which we will distribute as we're able to anyone in need. We do like the smaller blankets because they're easier for individuals to carry around. It's very difficult to carry around a real large, heavy comforter if you have other things that, you know, in your hands. So we like to ask people to keep that in mind. That's an excellent way to get participation from an employee group or a group of friends is let's have a blanket drive, let's have a hat and glove drive, anything like that. And primarily for adults, but we also accept children's gloves and hats as well. So that's one of the most important things to help people just stay warm. So we're always asking for that during the cold season. Again, we mentioned Gobble Wobble. We are still accepting sponsorships for which people receive recognition on social media and through the news journal. And information on how to be a sponsor can be found on our website, newgatemission.org. And finally, of course, we always accept financial donations any day, any time. So we do have a link to our PayPal account on our website. We also have a Venmo account, and that is Newgate-Mission. And of course, we do accept checks through mail at our mailing address, which is 207 South Mauberly, Longview 75602.
All righty. Volunteer opportunities, like everybody else, that's had to be tweaked, but you still use and still need volunteers, I understand.
We do, and yes, absolutely, it's had to be tweaked. We initially experienced a major decrease in our volunteer pool because people were staying home out of safety and concern for everyone's health. And so we do still have openings for meal service during the week, and that is Tuesday through Friday at 10:45, people can contact Brenda at Newgate to get on that calendar, and that number is 903-757-6146. We also have an opportunity on Mondays for SAC lunch preparation, and those SAC lunches are available to individuals throughout the week. And then finally, we have weekend cooking and service opportunities available, which can also be signed up for through Brenda at Newgate at 903-757-6146. We do have some special project opportunities, but as we are looking at kind of moving into the new year, we're really more focused on the food service so that we can make sure we have those bases covered.
Okay. Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Pretty good amount of time, maybe 9-10 minutes left in the show, Holly, and there's still a lot to talk about. And what I'd like to do now, if you go to the website, you'll see a section called Services. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, there are, and Holly went over briefly, there are several different categories here. As far as nourishment, I think we've probably pretty well covered what you're doing with regard to the hot breakfasts Saturday and Sunday, SAC lunches, hot lunches, workday SAC lunches for the working poor, and basically what people need to do to access that service. And of course, you, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, that's what you're most known for. But let's kind of go down the list here and see how far we can go, and of course, continue to refer people to your website and social media, for et cetera, for more information. As far as housing assistance, you do housing and or shelter referrals and community referrals. A little bit, if you would, about how that works.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be based on the individual and what their needs are and what's appropriate for them. If someone has no place at all to stay tonight, we are most likely going to refer them to one of our local shelters. But our mission director also will work with people on an ongoing basis to get on the housing list through the Housing Authority of Longview, or to get an apartment that falls within their means that they can afford. She will just focus on what their ability is and what their needs are to help them find the appropriate housing or shelter situation for them. Referrals could be, include a number of different organizations. Of course, if there's a domestic violence issue, we would refer someone to the Women's Center of East Texas. If there are healthcare needs, we partner also with Wellness Point, and, you know, alcohol, substance abuse, we partner with ECHCADA. So we enjoy healthy relationships with all of the other nonprofit organizations around, and we all remain aware of each other's services and consistently provide referrals.
Mm-hmm. Always a good point when we're doing shows of this type, the cooperation and collaboration with other community agencies. And as far as community, I want to just kind of zero in on this for a second. Basically, you serve people in Longview, but you don't turn anybody away. If someone just comes in from maybe even a good ways out of town, everybody that comes to your door is going to get served, right?
Absolutely. We only ask that people behave appropriately, but we will provide food. We don't turn people away because they don't live in the city limits, or we have no geographic barriers. So If you're in need, if you're hungry, if you just need someone to talk to, we're here. We don't turn anyone away.
Okay. Moving on into the community section, there are several categories here, and I'll just kind of go from A to E. There are actually five of them. And one that just kind of got my attention, the Healing Arts Project. And, of course, I know you'll tell us anything we need to know about any of these that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, but that kind of got my attention. How does that work?
Well, to be honest, all of these programs have been put on hiatus because of the pandemic, and especially the Healing Arts Project actually was put on hiatus a little over a year ago when the leader of that program, Anoop Bhandari, fell ill, and he has since passed away. And that really was his program. He also has done a lot of portraits of individuals that we serve, so we enjoy seeing those at Newgate. He even made a book called Faces of Newgate, and you can find those portraits in the book that we have many of at Newgate Mission. And so that project, until we get out of this pandemic, and then we find the right person to help come in and serve that program, that program is on hold, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it did get a lot of news coverage when it was active. It's art is a very therapeutic way of working through some things. It's a way to sometimes escape your reality for just a little bit. It's therapeutic, like I said, and so there has always been a strong following of that program, and we hope to find the right person to help us build that back up.
Okay. Holly Bruce, Newgate Mission, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, as we have a few minutes left in the show. As far as community, you can go down the list. There are different types of activities, the community garden and herbs, Mobberley City cleanup event, holiday events. All those are on your website. I'll leave it up to folks who are interested in any of those to get in touch personally with the folks at Newgate Mission, because I know that a lot of that has either been put on hold or been tweaked because of the pandemic, and there's still a lot to cover, or a lot that we could cover if we had another hour, which we don't. But I want to move on, though, into job readiness and employment. That's something that needs to continue. And the Ready to Work program, the GED and trade referral, with allowances for what you've had to do during the pandemic, how are you doing with that program? Is everything sort of moving forward with that?
So the Ready to Work program is still active. We actually have two individuals in the program as we speak right now. And because our employees are essential, we're a social services agency, and it's essential that we have employees on staff to serve those people that we serve. And so the Ready to Work program a lot of times serves individuals who are younger and don't have work experience. So we bring them in. It is a paid program, and it could be anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks, depending on just the progression of the employment. But what we do, of course, is provide real on-the-job work experience to people. We provide soft skills training, so training people to come to work on time, and sometimes training people on how to interact with others are all very, very important to that program. And then when we are ending the program with an individual, we will help them, assist them in finding permanent employment.
Okay.
So it is meant to be a little bit of a revolving door of a program, because the ideal is that we are getting people into permanent employment. That's the end goal. And so we've really seen a lot of success with this program. At our last follow-up with participants, 86% of them still had, were still employed in those permanent positions.
Wow.
And so I think that success rate is amazing. It's something we're obviously very, very proud of, and something we're committed to continuing.
All righty. And I'll just go quickly through some of the others, the GED and trade referral. You have certified life coach sessions. I see getting ahead classes, bike to work, refurbished bike program, all on your website. Health and hygiene, you do prescription assistance, medical checks with nurses and physicians, blood pressure, glucose, and HIV testing. You have Narcotics Anonymous meetings. And you mentioned earlier about the showers, the hygiene items, and the washer-dryer services that you offer, the mail services. I know you went through that a little bit earlier, because you're working with a lot of people who don't have physical addresses, and they can get their mail through the through Newgate and Mission. Transportation, worship, food, and, you know, I'll tell you what, Holly, we have just maybe about a minute left in the show. I'm going to give you one more chance to plug that gobble wobble. Give us the basics, and then we'll probably be done.
Great. So just visit our Facebook page at Newgate Mission, and you will find under our events the gobble wobble event. All of the information that you'll need to register is on that page. It will direct you to a website called runsignup.com. And that's where you can register for free and purchase a t-shirt if you choose to. You can make an additional donation on that site and also create an individual fundraiser. So you can choose to be an individual fundraiser for Newgate Mission through this event. And so that will take place November 14th through the November 21st. We are really excited about the changes this year. We are embracing them, rather. So it's definitely going to be a different year for us, not being able to hold the event in person, but we're excited to see what we're able to do virtually.
And we're about out of time, but I think we have it all covered. Again, Holly Bruce with Newgate Mission. Best way to get in touch is to check that website, newgatemission.org. Holly Bruce with Newgate Mission in Longview, our guest this morning on In Focus. Thanks so much for visiting, Holly.
Thank you so much, John. I greatly appreciate it.
You bet. Holly Bruce, Newgate Mission, our guest. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.